Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've been hearing the nonstop scouting reports from our local guys. RJ, you were looking at some national homework.
Yeah, so I found three different publications that had a write-up on the Cowboys' biggest needs. And ironically, all three of them have a different biggest need. All right?
Okay.
Which is not a good thing.
Ooh, I don't know. Is that a good thing?
No, I want a one singular need because that means I've got no needs everywhere else.
Oh, no. See, I think the fact that they can't identify what your biggest need is would signal that the Cowboys had a very solid offseason. And look, they're writing the article because they got to figure out which spot they would likely address. If three people can't agree on what their most glaring need is, then it would tell me that they don't have a glaring need, which would be a positive.
I agree with you. What do you mean? What did you whisper right then?
Well, they didn't have a very good offseason.
They didn't?
Well, they didn't do nothing.
I thought you'd been praising them.
Yeah,
they didn't spend.
I don't like the idea of spending, correct. But that also means, like, they didn't add anything to their, they didn't improve their team.
So you don't like the idea of spending, but you also don't like the idea of not adding superior talent.
First of all, they didn't add superior talent.
No, I'm saying you don't. Right. Yeah.
How did you expect them to get better if you don't want them to spend?
Well, you can't get better. To me, if you're not going to spend, you can't say they're better yet. You have to wait for the draft.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Yeah. But
I think that's even harder to say they're better at because you're projecting college players that have never played an NFL snap. I'd rather say, I'd rather definitively say, and I feel like I could, that Randall Cobb could have as big or bigger of an impact on this offense than Cole Beasley did versus saying that some third-round wide receiver that they take is, this is the guy that's going to push him over the top. No one could say that.
I think they downgraded from Beasley.
If you tell me Cobb is healthy.
Okay.
But Cole wasn't that healthy either. Look, I agree that they're not drastically better. I give them credit. Their offseason can't be graded, in my opinion, until we find out what these extensions are and if they give them. Like, I want to see how much money is left after Amari and Dak get signed and whatever, third, fourth level free agents they add that are still out there on the market.
I think I can name three places where they're better, and I would challenge you to say where they got worse. They're better at the defensive end spot simply by adding Robert Quinn.
Agreed.
If you
think you get Randy Gregory back, they're a wash at wide receiver for sure. They're better at tight end, I believe.
Barely.
Yeah,
you put Jason Witten in the ground 3 years ago.
I did.
So don't give me this whole.
I know,
Jason,
but look at our tight ends from a season ago. He's better than that.
Maybe.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Maybe.
Okay,
I would say not.
Okay, so a step forward, a step better.
Again, it is better.
Okay,
it is better. And so,
are they more of a contender in any way? The answer is no. Randall Cobb and Jason Witten don't make this team any better against the Rams in Los Angeles.
And I also think they get better because, just simply by adding Travis Frederick. Nothing done in the offseason. They don't get credit for making a move in the offseason. But the Cowboys, to me, in three spots, and if you guys want to argue with me about tight end, fine. In two spots, we all can agree, they're appreciably better, and neither of you can tell me where they got worse. Correct? Would you say there's a position that the Cowboys got significantly worse at this offseason based on the losses that they sustained?
I would say no. They didn't get worse anywhere.
So if at best we can all agree they're better at two positions and they're worse at none, that's an improvement.
We're arguing, we're having a peeing contest over the level of improvement. I'm just saying to you, I'm not crapping on their offseason. I don't feel that they're appreciably better to be a contender. I agree with all your points. And you don't think that they're better than any of the elite teams in the NFC either, even though they did improve in the areas that you referenced.
I don't think that they're
better. Are they better than the Saints?
I don't think that they took a step above them in terms of on paper, and you don't need to name them all. Saints, Chiefs, Rams, Patriots, all still better than the Cowboys. But I think we were on the same page of thinking that, you know, at least in regards to a puncher's chance, the Cowboys had that when it came to a Super Bowl, like contending for a Super Bowl a season ago, right? So if they had a puncher's chance a season ago,
they're about the same.
Then they're a little bit better. Is all I'm saying.
Everything has to go right.
Yeah,
they're not gonna dominate.
No question. But that starts with, you know, getting guys like Travis Frederick back, getting hopefully Randy Gregory not being suspended significantly, and adding Robert Quinn.
Yeah, RJ and I disagree on re-signing your own. Like I recognize that as like that's very important.
Oh, I think re-signing your own is okay. It's better. It's better than the alternative, which is signing somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
I'm okay with re-signing.
Like I gave them a thumbs up on Tank. Obviously, Travis. No one can argue that. I love the Robert Quinn move.
Yep.
I just don't think they haven't taken a giant step forward. Draft.
So three different spots. You want McShay, CBS Sports, Football Outsiders.
Whatever you think is the best.
Okay. Let's start with the Football Outsiders one. Their biggest need they have is listed as safety.
Okay.
This is a write-up. This is a great quote. The team settled for George Iloka.
True.
Who might be an upgrade over Jeff Heath, who, quote, never saw a tackle he couldn't miss.
Oh, dang.
What a write-up.
Whoa.
What an evisceration.
Who wrote that?
Football Outsiders.
I love that word.
What an evisceration right there. Evisceration. My gosh. A quiet need, wide receiver.
No.
Quiet
need. I mean, they don't have any depth, but I feel really, really good going in with Gallup, Cooper, and Cobb, and Tavon as Cobb's backup. I feel good about that.
Okay, so here's what it says about that. In particular, the departure of Cole Beasley leaves them in need of a slot guy. Randall Cobb is supposed to be that replacement, but he was 76th out of 84 qualifying receivers in whatever metric they use.
Okay.
Assuming Michael Gallup continues to trend upward after a slow start to his rookie year, the Cowboys still need more playmakers in the receiving game.
Okay.
Not a need. Interior of the offensive line.
No.
There are some people who said they might need a guard. Or a replace, you know, a kind of a safety net with Travis. They're putting that on the non-need scale.
Yeah, nothing. When you look, the Cowboys have an embarrassment of riches up front. Still,
oh, big time.
I know we all have said, you know, a little overrated. We thought they were going to be the '90s Cowboys. What are you worried about up front? You're worried about Travis Frederick, his recovery, and Connor Williams' weight. Yeah, you'd like to see Lael maybe a step or two further ahead. Otherwise, and Tyron is slowing down a little bit. You still have an embarrassment of riches up front. Every daggone player is a first-round talent. Every single player. Mm-hmm. They were either drafted in the first, or Connor slipped out and Lael fell because of circumstance.
Todd McShay. Number one, he listed five needs in order. Tight end number one, safety, guard, defensive tackle, corner.
I agree with McShay's. I agree with McShay's almost in that exact order.
Okay. This is his write-up. They don't have a first-round pick, but obviously they need more talent at corner, and they need a tight end who can develop alongside Jason Witten and giving Dak Prescott an extra outlet.
All right.
And I do agree. I mean, look, if the A&M tight end is there, that's who I would want to go with.
If they're willing to play the better option and not have Witten scream at them to get him off the field if the kid's better.
Yeah, I know everyone is looking at Jason Witten as the same. I'm sorry, like I don't know that Jason Witten is any better than the other options. I mean, he's safer, but he can't do anything more than 5 yards downfield, where some of the other guys actually might have had a chance.
Man. Yeah, I mean, I believe Witten's better, but you just don't have that down the field threat. He's better.
He's more reliable.
No world, and that's
it's
important.
His all around game too. We never talk about
blocker.
We.
He's a terrible.
No,
blocker.
He's faded as
awful.
A blocker,
dude.
Awful.
In 2017, Pro Football Focus graded him as like the sixth best blocking
and
tight end.
They
in the
need
league.
To have their head examined.
Did you look up 2018?
Oh, he didn't play.
Oh, I mean,
Witten.
No, I thought
2 years ago.
I thought his last year playing. I remember Kavanaugh and all them crushing him as a blocker.
I thought he was graded out really well. I'll look at Pro Football Focus again on it, but I recall him being graded out pretty well on that.
All right.
CBS Sports. CBS Sports. The number one is interior of the defensive line.
Yep.
And defensive back. Their biggest pressing need, though, they have is the interior of the defensive line.
And NFL.com ranked the power, the strength of this year's draft. So let's line this up with the Cowboys' needs. Number one, interior defensive line. Number one strength of this draft. That's good mm-hmm. for us. Number two, edge. Number three, interior offensive line. Number four, offensive tackle. Five, tight end. Six, wide receiver. Seven, safety. Eight, quarterback. Nine, running back. 10, corner. 11, linebacker. That's NFL.com ranking the strength of the position groups.
Okay,
everyone has said
sense.
For the longest time, defensive line.
This is a defensive line heavy draft, and it should be good for them if there any of them are there when they get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.